Edge Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. On this episode, we have a pre-recorded interview with Riley, the lead singer of an amazing band called Worrywart. We interviewed Riley in the beginning of the year in January at Unreal City Fest. And guess what? They have a song called Time Flew because practically half the year flew by. Zoom, zoom. Let's start the show with Worrywart, and then we'll play other bands who also performed at Unreal City. Here's Time Flew on CJSF.
Now I know what you mean when you say dog on a fence with a leash chewed in two, yet wait patiently. I will sit endlessly, pushing earth into my knees. It's just me and gravity. Listening as I howl at the moon. There was a time when my fingernails were long enough to keep you here a while. I think the time flew. There was a time when my fingernails were sharp enough to keep you here a while. I think the time flew. The time flew. Time for a second chance. It must have been before the fourth or fifth. There was a sharp enough to
and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hi.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Riley. I play in a band called Worrywart, and I'm playing at Unreal City Festival right now.
Unreal City, woohoo, at the Russian Hall in East Van. Okay, I noticed your t-shirts behind you. Who designed them?
This is Dranum Bag on Instagram. Really amazing artist and tattoo artist from Montreal. Huge fans of their work, and we worked with them before. But we had this vision for like a big, crazy four-print long sleeve shirt, and yeah, very excited with how it turned out.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Riley, tell me about your bandmates.
My bandmates are my best friends, and we hang out a lot. It's the best.
What's their names?
There's Am, and they play drums. There's Allie, and she plays bass. There's Sid, who sings with me and does electronic stuff. And there's Matt, who plays guitar.
Okay, now tell me about your music, and tell me about one of your songs.
We play experimental, loud music, and one of our songs, there's a song called Allah, and it's about waking up and everything being the same as it ever was, in good ways and bad ways. And it was an experiment in trying to write a simple, like, three chord song, which was fun to do, and it comes out pretty naturally when you get to play music without overwriting something.
Band, do you just do all the music and they play, or do they contribute as well?
We're writing a second record right now that's like been a labor of intense writing and rewriting all together, which is exciting. There have been times when in this band I've written it by myself, but they're not as fruitful in the ways that I want when it's collaborative.
Okay. And then how did you get into music? What age did you start when you were a kid?
I learned a Nickelback song when I was 9 years old.
What?
Yeah, it was awesome. And then I started to play System of a Down songs on an acoustic guitar that I got from a pawn shop, and it made my fingers bleed. But look at me now.
Yeah.
My fingers don't bleed that often, except for the eczema.
Wow. And then it's all self-taught, or you went, you had lessons, or?
My uncle taught me how to play the Nickelback song and other songs that we picked off the radio together, and like classic rock songs. And then the System of a Down thing, that was my path. I had to teach myself how to do that. And I don't know if I did a great job teaching myself, but I certainly am where I am now because of it.
Excellent. And the name, Worrywart, where did that come from?
That's just the simplest thing I could imagine by looking within myself. What personifies my existence on Earth? Bit of a worrywart. Bit of a anxious person. And I think everybody can kind of relate in the band as well.
And my show's called Wham Bam. East Van, what do you love about East Van?
People, and like going around any neighborhood and kind of just seeing people you know, waving hello to somebody every time I step out of the house, or like having a conversation. I think it's the best part about being in a small community anywhere. And the identity of East Van like carries so much beautiful weight and such a diverse group of people who do all sorts of different things in this city, art or what have you. It's just a special place to be.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Riley, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, that was Worrywart with Smile. And during the interview, we played Allah and Eyes of a Man. Next up, we have more Vancouver bands who performed at Unreal City after the break.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
reacquire possessions. Like a reboot, restart, I'm down to